When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Wednesday, October 20th, and we are here to try to help you figure out what's the best way to achieve your financial goals. Now, some of you actually don't have financial goals. So maybe before you send us your note from our website, from jillonmoney.com, perhaps the best thing you can do is sort of think through, like, what is it I really want to do again? What do I want to get out of this conversation with Jill? And then send us a note again, jillonmoney.com, click the contact button, and we can try to help you through. And if you need some help prioritizing, we're happy to do that as well. You don't have to have all the answers. Today, we are on the line with Lucy. She is in the Bay Area. How are you, Lucy? What can we do for you?
I'm doing great, Jill. Thank you for having me. We have this sort of a wonderful problem. My husband is expecting some inheritance money, and we think it will total to around about a little over $1 million. We might not get all of it at the same time, but a good maybe half of it we'll get in a couple of months' time. And I'm wondering if we can use part of that money to purchase another house.
How old are you?
I am 49. My husband is 50.
You do both work?
We do work both full-time.
How much you guys earn?
Right around 200, maybe 220 some years, depending on bonus and commission.
Okay, got it. And how about children? Do you have any of those little critters?
We only have one.
Okay. How old?
14.
How much is your home worth, the home that you are in right now, your primary?
So primary residence is around 1.3, which we think we'll end up selling and then using some of the proceeds along with part of the inheritance to purchase another house. We live in the Bay Area, so the housing prices here are crazy.
Still, even after there was like a slight depression and then everything's back to like crazy time, right?
Correct.
Do you have a mortgage on your primary residence?
Yes. So we owe about $650.
And what would it take for you to find your fabulous forever, we want to be here and spend money from our inheritance house?
Right. So we're looking at around 1.5, maybe 1.6.
Wait a minute. We're talking about only like another $300,000 from what your current home is?
Right. Because we don't want to push, you know, a couple of millions. We don't want a significantly larger home. My child is going to move out in a few years, so it'll just be me and my husband. So we don't necessarily care that it's a big home, even if we go down in, you know, square footage, but if it's the right property, we're okay with it.
Okay. This seems very doable. Okay. So beyond the inheritance, tell us a little bit about the money that you have squirreled away. How about retirement plans? What do you have?
Yes. So my husband and I looked at our 401k. We have about 1.7 million mm-hmm. traditional IRA at 320. Mm-hmm. Roth IRA about 185, and then we have brokerage accounts with various funds in them, a little over 1.1 million.
Oh my God, this is great. Do either of you have a Roth 401k option?
I do, but that just started a couple of years ago with my new job currently. So there's only about 50K in that right now.
Okay, but you're using it.
Correct. Yes.
Great. Perfect. How about this 14-year-old? Any money saved for college?
So we have about $85,000 in a 529 account.
Anything else that's floating around that we should know about? Do you have a little stash of crypto? Because, you know, you're in the Bay Area. You probably have to.
No crypto, but we do have a rental property.
Oh, tell me about that.
So it is not cash flowing significantly, but it's worth about in the neighborhood of about $1 million. And we only owe a little over 300. So we're keeping it.
Why isn't it cash flowing if the market's so hot?
We bought it right around the time the market was high, mm-hmm. but we were able to lower down the mortgage rate. So, and in about maybe 13, 14 years, it should be paid off right around the time we're retiring. Mm-hmm. So we figure it's extra income that we can add to our.
Don't be in such a rush to pay off that rental property. They work better when there's a mortgage on it. You know,
right.
So for now, especially while you're working.
Right.
All right. So the core question here is, can you use some portion of the inheritance to fund your forever home without blowing up your whole retirement plan? Is that essentially the question?
That's correct.
Okay. And how much longer do you think you guys are going to work?
So my husband loves his job. So he said he is going to stick around until 65.
I love him for that. I do.
But I would like to retire a little bit earlier than the traditional age, looking at between 59 and a half and 62.
Okay. This is maybe my easy question. This is like the layup question of the day. And that is that there is absolutely no downside in you taking some of this money and using it to purchase a new home. I presume on the new home, you would like to have a mortgage as well, yes?
That's correct. And we would like the mortgage to be around the same that what we're paying now. So uh-huh. It doesn't significantly, you know, affect our cash flow.
That's fine. I don't think that that's a problem. And I think that you should do this. And I don't think you should even think twice about it. Any extra money that comes out of the inheritance, I do think what you should probably do is, presuming your 14-year-old is probably college bound,
yes.
I would beef up that 529 plan with some of the proceeds. And that's it. I wouldn't look back. You guys are on track to have a fantastic retirement. I don't think, especially with your husband's sort of looking ahead and saying he'll work for another 15 or so years, that's great. I don't think there is one missing piece that I'm seeing in all of this. I mean, if you kind of get sick of the whole rental property thing, you could always sell it, right?
Right.
You'll have to pay some taxes associated with it. But sometimes these properties become kind of turnkey and easy to manage. Some of them become a pain in the neck. So you'll see where it goes. But there is $700,000 of equity sitting there. And if it's not really working that well for you, or if you see that the rental market is changing in some way, shape, or form, I don't think you should be afraid of selling it. I still think that, you know, when you have an asset that is a rental property, it still has to perform. I don't think that there is any downside in using your inheritance. I don't think there's a big downside in you. Even if you said, I want to sell the rental property right now, I don't think that's a problem. But if you want to keep it, that's fine too. So I would just try to not go crazy aggressively paying down the mortgage there. I would go ahead and do this. Honestly, like if this is happening in a couple of months where you're going to get this, you know, half of the slug of this $1 million, I would be looking actively. I'd be getting my ducks in a row and I would not look back in doing this. I think this is honestly, when you have like this kind of like this one moment in time where you can take this bad thing that happened, a death, and turn it into something positive for you and your family, I say go for it. As long as you're not going to blow anything else up, and you're not, I think this is a really good game plan. Mark, do you have any other issues around the way that Lucy should be approaching this? We are on board 100%. Is there anything else that you would like to discuss with us today?
Nope, that's it. And I'm so happy with your answer, Jill.
Oh, excellent. Fantastic. Okay, so here we go. That's it. If you, like Lucy, would like a little bit more comfort, maybe you're thinking about your forever home, maybe something, you've got some lump sum of cash, maybe, you know, you've left a company and you've got a slug of stock. If there's something going on and you need help kind of figuring out the best use of that, why don't you give us a holler? Just go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the contact button. Tell us what's going on. And of course, Mark will do the rest if you choose to come on the program with us. We would love that. We really do like hearing your voices. So do that. And if you wouldn't mind, leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, because Mark says that helps in some way, shape, or form. Do something nice for someone else today. And remember our mantra, grit, growth, grace. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.